Well, today's sermon title is Bridging the Chasms. And if I say chasms, just only know that when you have CH in Puerto Rico, you say cha, cha, cha. And here you do too, but I get that word confused sometimes. But I'm talking about what?
Chasms.
How many of you have heard this before? If I only knew what I know now, I would have. How many of you said this before? Have you ever thought of the words that come after this? Let me give me some examples. If I only knew what I know now, I would have. Go ahead, fill in. Invested wisely. Bob, I would have.
Save more money.
I would have. Barbara.
So many things I can't even
think of. One more. I would have. Conrad.
Less time in nightclubs.
There you go. And the question is, have you ever regretted some things that have gone over the course of your life? Maybe an action, maybe words that came out of your mouth, and then after you realize what you actually said, you think, whoa, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. And even more when we see the consequences of what we already did, right? The classic comments I hear go on and on, and we could think of many examples. That kind of strand is alive in the story that Tom just read in the gospel. The rich man was protesting that if he had only a little bit more understanding than what he did now, maybe he would have done things differently. Maybe he would have tackled things in a different manner. Now, another common refrain at the heart of this gospel reading that Tom just shared with us, and which is well known by me because I have often used it myself, is why didn't he do something about it? Why didn't she do something about it? Why didn't they do something about it? Because we always think about why or what other people may have done about it. Now, sometimes I think we have to point the finger the other way around. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We think about these things. We think about what were they thinking? What were you thinking? How could we walk? How could we walk by the cold and hungry and disturbed homeless people on the street? How can we face the other way when we know we saw face to face the necessity of other people and we didn't do anything about it? It's all about us. What did you do? What could you have done? Why? Maybe it's because we didn't know what to do in a particular situation. Because we had so much going on in our lives. Because we were so overwhelmed by the things that were going on in our lives. How many of you have been there, done that? Overwhelmed. Because we think that there are others that have more responsibility on a particular matter than I do. That's their responsibility. Because we are too preoccupied with our own relationship with God, that we fail to see the face of God in other people and their needs. I love you all. My friends, because we let things get a little just too deep. We talked about chasms. You know what a chasm is, right? What is a chasm? I was looking in the dictionary and I found some simple wording for this and a definition. A deep hole, an opening in the surface of the earth, a major division, a separation, or a difference between people, two people or groups. It's something that gets so deep that the only way we can fix it is bridging the gap. Hallelujah. And it seems like in the gospel reading that we have here today, and I'm going to be very short today, by the way. That's very odd, right? Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. I love it because I think they love my sermons once in a while. There seems to be a fixed chasm here in this story that we are seeing today. The rich man suffering in the flames of Hades asked the Lord to send who? Lazarus. To send Lazarus. By the way, Lazarus, the name Lazarus could also be translated as Eleazar. And Eleazar means God helps. And he was asking for Lazarus to come, and if he could only quench the thirst that he had, put some water, something on his lips. But it cannot be done because there was a fixed chasm there. Because there was something in the way. It was a hole, it was a void. Between, this is what it said, between you and us, a great chasm has been fixed. Who fixed the chasm? Have you ever thought about that? I know it's a parable. Who fixed the chasm? God for punishment? Lazarus for payback? What if neither of those are true? What if neither of those two are true? What if the chasm is fixed by the rich man himself because he brought this onto himself? The chasm had been fixed because this rich man did things the wrong way. It was a result of years of turning a blind eye to Lazarus and people like Lazarus that was in need. Lazarus came to his door. He had money. This rich man could have helped somebody that was not so far away at the entrance of his door. And sometimes necessity and sometimes opportunity for us to bless is right outside our door. We can see it and we do nothing about it. It was a result, this chasm, of him not doing what he was supposed to do. Because he was so preoccupied, this rich man, with himself. Always seeking probably to spend time with people like him. Not like Lazarus, who had all these, what was it called again? Las Llagas. Yes. Notice who's the only creature that comes and licks the wounds. Dogs. So happened to be something that a dog would do. Nobody else would have come and licked his wounds. Even the dogs paid more attention because we always direct this the other way around. Even the dogs pay more attention than what that old rich man when that rich man did to Lazarus. And I think this is something that he brought completely onto himself. And if that were the case, if he asked for it, somebody say, he asked for it. If he asked for it, would he be any different than you and I sometimes? Does necessity come knocking on our doors sometimes? Don't we stare at the face of this each and every day in this world that we live in? Or is it because we live in the United States of America, there are no needy? I see them all the time. We minister to them at this church. But here in an American culture, with our gated communities, separated neighborhoods, separated according to economic status, because if you go that way down east, and you come down that way on Main Street, there are some changes. I'm Hispanic. How many of you know that? And you know what? I can see the difference. I can see the chasms. I can see the gaps and the voids. I can see it all over. And sometimes with our propensity to let the government, nonprofit agencies reach out across the chasms for those who are in need, we let everybody do everything that they have to do instead of us doing what we're supposed to do. It used to be that the church was on a mission. I love you all. What is going on when we have to let the government do what the hands of Jesus want to do through us? What's going on? Jesus teaches that we have to do something about the chasms before it gets too deep, before it gets too hard to bridge. Because when it gets too deep, we can no longer see Lazarus in the door. It's too far. We're in too deep. The rich man misses the point, my friends. And I ask, was it too late? Is it too late now? Church of God, is it too late now? Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. What does it take for us to listen? People of God, what does it take for us to listen? Someone rising from the dead? Well, wait a minute. That already happened. Jesus Christ gave his life for us. And still so many of us turn away from the face of need. We fail to bridge the chasms. There are people that are in too deep, and we are the ones that are called to bridge, a bridge of hope, a bridge of opportunity, a bridge of love, so that they can walk right through that and come to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My friends, I know that we have some here that can inspire us. We have people here, heroes and heroines of stories that we can talk about, people that reach out at homeless shelters, the food pantry and stuff that we do, but there is always more that we can do, and it is not time to stop giving. God is still giving us so many blessings, isn't he? Somebody say amen. Are you still alive? Amen. Okay. He has been giving us. And many have overcome the chasm in this life, the chasms of this life. And they will surely overcome the chasms anywhere else. Now with them, my friends, and with this I finish, we are asked today, and I ask God today to help us discern discern the challenge that comes to us from the words that we heard today from Moses, from the prophet, and even from this parable. For it is not enough to keep wondering. Let's stop wondering. If I only knew then what I know now, it's time to stop wondering. Why didn't I do something? Why didn't the rich man do something? Because the gospel is today. Somebody say today. Somebody say oi. That means today. He's asking us today, let me see your beautiful teeth and a smile, my friends. I really do love you all. It's time to stop with the excuses. It's time to stop letting other people do what I should be doing. The word says that if we don't do something, hello, God is able to even pick up some rock or something and have it do it for us. I'm not sure about you, but I ain't going to have no rock doing more than what I can do for Jesus. Hallelujah. It's time to stop wondering. And it's time to ask another question. Why don't we do something? Why don't you do something? My friends, that is what God is asking of each and every one of us.